Our next speaker is the esteemed and very famous Charlie Nutter, so let's give him a round of applause.
All right, microphone working? You can hear me okay back there? All right, great. I got a lot to cover. This is going to be a retrospective of all the problems that we've had trying to get Ruby onto the JVM, and then a little status report along the way about how we're doing on making the JVM catch up with those needs. Charles Nutter, that's me. There's my contact information. Been working at Red Hat now for, I think, 12 years. Before that, worked for EngineYard. It was a Ruby software as a service company. And then I was at Sun for the last 3 years as well. So I probably won't have time for interactive QA, but if you contact me online or post something in the Matrix channel, I will definitely get to it. I want to answer all the questions. Okay, so a little brief review of JRuby here. Ruby for the JVM, not too surprising there. It runs on Java 8 currently, but because of all the cool stuff and because we've ridden the Java 8 horse into the ground, we are going to be 17 or minimum or 21 minimum next release, which should be this year. In development for a long time, running Rails since 2006 and probably 2008, we started having production users, and we're the only alternative Ruby that's really had production users during that time. There's been a few other experiments, but nothing's ever really taken as well as JRuby. Maybe the most successful off-platform language brought to the JVM. Jython and Rhino, Nashorn might give us a run for our money, but given the maintenance state of those libraries, I think we're probably currently the most successful and most widely used JVM language that never was envisioned for this platform. So we've been chasing Rails all the time. That's kind of the gold standard for whether we can say we're a Ruby implementation or not. And after about 2 years of good work, we managed to get Rails working back then, running Rails tests, running CRuby's tests, running all of the different library suites as much as possible. Compliance testing for Ruby has improved over the years, but we pretty much just run everything to try and make sure that we really are compatible. And very quickly, we ran into some serious challenges trying to bring a language like Ruby to the JVM and make it also usable and perform well. This is the quick summary. These are all areas I'm going to cover during this talk, so we will just blow right through here. These challenges help us grow, both as a platform and as a community. They open up new worlds to Java developers, to JVM developers. They open up the potential of bringing new and unusual languages to the platform. It opens up the entire world of native libraries, native features that are out there that we don't necessarily have on the JVM. So we really need to focus on what are these challenges bringing a language like Ruby to the JVM, and how can we make the JVM better to support languages like this in the future. So we'll start with strings and regular expressions. Excuse me for a moment. Okay, so one of the first things we ran into, JRuby's strings were just based on Java strings, and we used Java's regular expressions. And at the time, regular expressions were being used in very unusual ways in the Ruby world. We ran into a case in an early version of Rails where they were using regular expression matching to parse HTTP requests that came in and look for, say, a MIME header for an image and pull the image out. So you'd end up with a regular expression operating against a very large piece of data. And the built-in Java regular expression engine is implemented in such a way that for certain types of expressions, like an alternation like this, it actually will recurse and recurse and recurse. And then very easily you can blow the stack out by feeding it too much data. Just giving it too much data to process will blow it up. So we had to find other options. JRegex was an early one that worked against Java strings, and we ran with that for quite a while. But eventually it came to be that that the Java string itself was insufficient for us to represent Ruby's string behavior. Here's what that exception looks like. Very simple match here. It's just 10,000 of the A character followed by a B character with that same regular expression. It'll blow up on every version of JVM that's out there, or anything based on OpenJDK classes. And I believe this is still an issue. So As we went forward and had to have a more robust bytecode, more robust regular expression engine that would work with a more custom type string on JRuby that matched CRuby's behavior, we ported over, or a contributor to the to JRuby ported over Ruby's regular expression engine. So Onigiruma is the C library that Ruby uses for regular expression matching, and ours is Joni. It's a bytecode-based register machine, so there's no stack issues. It doesn't deepen the stack at all. It matches against byte arrays, and that'll be clear in a moment here why we need that. But it also can do byte array matching with pluggable encodings, so regardless of what encoding those characters are in, and potentially if you want to use a different grammar for regular expression. This library was ported to characters and used by Nashorn to do JavaScript regular expressions. They had the same sort of problems, and so they used our library but made it specific to JavaScript. So you see that I'm matching against byte arrays here, and I said that strings were insufficient. Well, the problem is that Ruby's string is not just one encoding, it's not just a blob of characters, it is represented as a byte array with an encoding. So within the system, you can have many strings that all have different encodings, and it all needs to be negotiated together when you combine them or use them against each other. So we had to follow suit, essentially. We had to make a new string class for JRuby that used bytes, used a byte array, represented all the encodings, port all of the encoding logic over, and the transcoding logic, which was a major piece of work. And essentially, we have our own string now, and we've had this for over a decade, because Java strings just could not emulate all of the behaviors we needed for Ruby. This does complicate interop with Java, but there are improvements coming there. So JCodings is the encoding library that we use. This provides the full set of encodings similar to what's in CRuby, and the transcoding from any encoding to another encoding, which is used internally when we have two different strings come together and need to negotiate that. So where do we stand on the JVM today? Well, rather than just having a character array inside strings, we do actually have a similar model now where there's a byte array, but only two encodings are allowed inside that byte array. ISO 8859-1, which is essentially just the 128 bits of ASCII, or UTF-16, the old standard character. So this does lower our cost going to and from Ruby and Java when we are just using an ASCII range of characters, but UTF-8 would be nice to have there, because most Ruby strings are going to be UTF-8, probably with at least one multi-byte character in there, so that has to all be copied over a lot more, a lot less efficiently. And Java util regex does still blow the stack. I would love to see it get replaced at some point, but I don't know if there's any work being done to do that. Okay, so the next area that we ran into was that we have a nice runtime, but the performance wasn't there. We needed to be able to generate JVM bytecode from Ruby code and have it optimize like regular Java. So the interpreter was good. It was similar to Ruby 1.8 before they moved to their own bytecode runtime. It was very difficult for the JVM to optimize. We could walk through this stuff quickly, and it was very easy to write as an interpreter, but you had a lot of polymorphic calls within that AST. It never really could see an optimization path through.